In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. People said that when in Rome, do as the Roman do. I took this advice very seriously, especially when I went to Holy Land, the place where Jesus was born, raised, died, and resurrected. I just love that place dearly. While we were entering to Jerusalem, I remember today's gospel reading and wanted to ride a donkey. When in Jerusalem, do everything as Jesus did, right? And no kidding, God answered my prayer. I saw a donkey tied to a tree, but without an owner. This is what I did. I wanted to be friends with him, so I negotiated with him that I feed you grass and you give me a ride. It was a good deal, right? So I fed him, and when it was his turn to finish the deal, he tried to butt me. I had lost control of the negotiation. So I'm not good with bargaining or negotiating. So we'll bring it home to our current situation of negotiation that we have been making. Lord, if I pray the rosary daily, then you will stop the COVID-19. Or if I be nice to my siblings, give them my favorite Pokemon cards, then you will let the school open again. Or if I treated the patient so well at the hospital, then you will slow down the virus or make people stay at home. And the list can go on and on, right? When we are in control, brothers and sisters, or we thought that we had the control, we feel pretty good, don't we? Yet, when we realize we do not have control, we go crazy. Let's see what God is trying to teach us. So from the passion narrative that we just have heard, the suffering that the Son of God endured was vivid and real. We ask, was Jesus in control over the whole situation? I think he did. And look at the readings. He knew where the donkey was at and would allow him to ride in Jerusalem. Right? God versus human. The donkey let Jesus ride to Jerusalem. I am a human. He doesn't like me at all. So he knew people would welcome him warmly, but would crucify him later on. Jesus knew the betrayal of Judas, saying, again, the bell in the Bible ringing when Jesus say, "Amen, amen, I say to you," right? So he say, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." He knew Peter's denial. Again, the bell in the Bible continued to ring. "Amen, I say to you, this very night before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. He knew the passion was drawing closer as he wept at the garden. "My soul is sorrowful even to death." Then he prayed to God the Father, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me." It's very human in Jesus at that moment. We clearly see that Jesus was in control for the entire time. Can you imagine the agony of knowing ahead of time and have to go through it all? If Jesus was in control, could he decide not to do it? Yes, he could, right? But Jesus continued to pray to God the Father, "Yet, not as I will, but as you will." Wow, it is powerful, isn't it? So entrusting His will to the Father's. What did we have at the end? Jesus conquered death once for all, a victorious triumphant, giving us His beloved children's salvation. Wow, it's beautiful. Yes, I know, right? It's beautiful. So going back to our negotiations, we, instead of saying, I do this and God does that, while feeling we are out of control, we must entrust our case to God's hands. Maybe we can sing, Oh God, You search me and You know me. And then we can continue with the song, right? Many of you ask me, what have I been doing? Well, I'm taking a long spiritual vacation with the Lord. What is like? Well, I have more time to pray, I have more time to read, to reflect, and to be more creative in trying to stay in touch with y'all and to pray for y'all in different ways. So as we enter into the Holy Week, keep in mind, when you are in Rome or staying at home celebrating the Holy Week, do as the Roman or a faithful Christian does. Let the excitement of the celebrative noise that you are making, or for example, I'm making, Hosa, 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 Hosanna, be with you as you experience a unique Holy Week this year. God will do amazing things to us this year. Loving being a priest and love you all. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.